Some of Australia's biggest companies have had their gender wage gap data made public for the first time, with transport, construction and mining among the worst affected. The Workplace Gender Equality Agency has published the median gender pay gaps of nearly 5,000 Australian private sector employers with 100 or more workers. The report has been welcomed across the political spectrum by federal politicians. Deputy Opposition Leader Susan Lee says the information makes clear who's getting it right and who's getting it wrong. Federal Minister for Women Katie Gallagher has told the ABC the publication of this data would incentivise businesses to improve.
I don't think it's surprising in the fact that we've got a lot of businesses where there is a substantial gender pay gap. This is really about driving improved performance, making sure businesses understand what is going on in their own business and trying to get a better deal, more gender pay equality.